Merci beaucoup, Stéphane. Parlez-vous français?
No, I'll listen to you.
I just had a group, a Kathy and Judy group, arrived in Provence this morning with the WGN trip.
Je voudrais introduire a new guest. I don't know. I took 4 years of French and I suck at it.
That's funny.
Say your name just so
Gad,
we say.
My first name is Gad.
Gad?
El Malais.
El Malais.
El Malais.
You are from France.
Yeah, I'm from France.
And you're funny.
Not yet.
But in within moments, you will be very funny.
But you're not from France and you're very funny.
Oh, thank you.
And in the back, what we heard was Daft Punk. In the back.
Daft Punk, yeah, the band.
Yeah, the music, yeah.
Yeah, they're my friends.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where's your helmet? How come you're not wearing a helmet?
The helmet. That's funny, the helmet thing. Like, anyone could wear the helmet and say, I'm Daft Punk.
Right.
Try to get in a very fancy club.
Why do they don't want their faces to be seen, obviously, Gad. Is there a reason? Are they
They're disfigured.
They must have been disfigured in a horrible fire or something, right? Something must have happened.
I've never seen their face.
Never?
Never.
And you're their friend.
When we go to restaurant and
how do
they
eat?
The worst is the pool. When I go to the pool.
Oh, sure.
The pool is terrible. But scuba diving was the weirdest.
That would be crazy.
Scuba diving was the weirdest thing. You know. Thanks for having me on the show,
guys. We're thrilled
guys.
To have
Absolutely.
You on.
No, I'm honored because you don't know me and you're like, okay, we're going to have this guy. You checked me on Twitter. You saw I have millions, but it's only people from Europe. And they said, we never know.
But you know what they told Wendy and I about you? They said that you are the Jerry Seinfeld of France.
Wow.
Is that true? Are you the Jerry Seinfeld
of
France? It
will be true when he'll do 1 hour in French.
Oh, right. That'll be the equalizer.
No, I think, you know, it's very flattering and it's great to be compared to someone you admire because he was, how would you say that, my role model, my, you know, inspiration And we became friends and we worked together. I opened for him on the road. We're going to be doing a show together, co-headlining a show, sharing the stage in Montreal on July.
Crazy. Is this Just for Laughs?
Just for Laughs.
Yeah.
How'd you meet up with Jerry Seinfeld?
I think 10 years ago when he did the B movie, an animated a movie, they asked me to do the French voice. So I did the French voice. And when he came to promote the movie, obviously two stand-ups. Two comics, you know, even from different countries, when they meet, they automatically, you know, connect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Sure, of course.
I don't know if she knows.
I know.
Wendy knows.
I get it.
Of course.
I've not done comedy, but I get it.
Yeah.
It's a community.
Of course.
Yeah.
And you connect right away. And then, you know, I have a funny story about that, by the way. He was in France one day and he said, I want to see your place.
Yeah.
We were having lunch.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I'm not showing you my place. He said, why? Is it a mess? It's a problem? You don't, is it too tiny? I said, no, I won't show you my place. I want to see how a French comic lives in Paris. But anyway, cut to like 2 years after. I said, Jerry, I need to tell you why I didn't show you my place. He said, why? I said, because I had posters.
I was going to guess that.
Yeah. Seriously?
Yeah, you idolized him so much. Yeah. You didn't want him to see
I
that.
I had pictures of Jerry in my apartment in Paris.
Wow.
And he could not, I mean, you cannot, he could have said, this guy is just a
stalker.
Yeah. Right?
Creepy French stalker.
Right.
Hanging pictures of Jerry on his walls. It's a funny story.
That is a funny story.
But getting to work with him has got to be, that'll be a highlight of your career, won't it?
Of course. And I learned a lot. I learned a lot. I can see him work, write, and how you say tweak, you know, fine tune the bits, and he's obsessed with that, with the work, and it's very inspiring to see him work. You know, so devoted, so dedicated to his work, and no, really, it's a good thing that happened to my in my life.
Sure.
Not only career, you know, it's in my life. It's on this journey, especially I moved here, you know, and what a you know, it's great. You move to America and you're, I would say, the connection and the landmark and the point, the person that you have is Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Could have been worse.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Gad Elmaleh in the studio with us. He will be at the Chicago Improv tonight through Saturday night. How is comedy different when you perform in France as opposed to coming here to the States?
I would say, you know, stand-up comedy didn't exist really in Europe just 10, 15 years ago. We had obviously comedy. Comedy is all over the world.
Maurice Chevalier.
Very funny
Maurice,
man. Funny singer. Yeah, but no, but that's right, because you mentioned someone who were doing more some act out stuff,
right,
and impersonation. And I come from this tradition of theatrical, and that's funny because, again, to mention Jerry, he always make fun of me exaggerating, saying, come do a set, but don't bring props and wigs. Don't bring animals. We don't need that. We won't
just
have...
Just use words.
Yeah, use words and a mic with good jokes. Don't bring a rabbit and a box with the girl. Don't cut a woman. And we don't need that.
No, of course
so,
not.
So to answer to your question is, the difference is there's things I like here and there's things I like in France. What I like about the American stand-up comedy, it's very efficient, it's sharp, it's direct with the audience. What I like with the French humor and European is more rounded and charming and act out and dancing and storytelling. I would say that only one of them is not really satisfying for me, but to mix both of them is the great thing.
Yeah.
Like if you can have like the efficiency of the American way of doing stand-up with the charm and the dance and the act out and the acting, that would be good.
Yeah.
Boy, you work harder than American comics then. You
sing
too?
Oh yeah, also.
Sing, dance, and stand-up.
Yeah.
It's like quite an extravaganza.
And the mime and then...
A little bit of everything.
All those people looking by the window.
Yes.
This is how you can measure your popularity in America on your show. It's when no one is in front of the window. This is how...
Well, we took an ad out on the paper saying we were going to have a French guy in the studio, and people said, well, we'll walk by and see that. They wanted to see what that would be like.
No, I want to film this. So this is... I was filming while I was doing this. So... Guys, this is how you measure your popularity.
Yes.
In America.
Yes.
No one showed up.
Oh, all right. That's all right.
Sacre bleu.
Sacre bleu, we say. Pamplemousse.
Yes. Is that, what does that mean in Francais?
You mean what?
Pamplemousse.
Pamplemousse, water lemon?
No, it's a grapefruit.
Grapefruit. Water lemon, yeah. Which is sort
a grapefruit,
of.
Yeah.
Grapefruit?
That's the only thing. Wendy and I speak French to each other, and she can say a bunch of stuff, and all I can say is grapefruit.
Pamplemousse.
Yeah.
But it's a nice word, no?
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Pamplemousse.
We were going to name one of my daughters that.
Pamplemousse?
Yeah. We were considering
terrible.
It.
But you know what? When you look at the new names in the hipster world.
There's no rules anymore.
There's no rules.
Right.
Soon they're going to call them, I don't know, 20.
Right.
Or
just
whatever.
A number.
They started with days and Tuesday. I know a girl named Tuesday.
Yeah,
then with the months. Then they switched to seasons. Do you know my daughter fall, I don't know, and my son Wednesday.
Yeah.
Come here, 8. You know my I don't know why. They want to do new things. They want to come up with new. That's what they do. French hipsters, you know what they do? They don't do this. They come up with very old fashioned names.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's very trendy.
That's happening here all the
time. Like Harriet.
Yeah.
Or something. Some throwback name.
Throwback names.
Names of your grandmother is now being used for your daughter.
Yeah.
I like that though.
Like a little baby named Albert.
Yeah.
It's a baby.
Right.
His name
he'll grow into it.
Right.
I mean, Albert, this is not now.
Right.
Right.
That's too early for Albert.
But somehow people are doing it.
But this kind of conversation is a little tricky because you always have someone who tells you, that's funny, my son's name
is my little boy's name is Albert, yeah. Is this true or not true? Everyone in France smokes cigarettes.
That's what Bill says all the time.
I say everybody in France smokes.
Okay,
is that
true? That's a good question. Not everybody, but I have to say that now that I keep going back and forth, when I go back, I smell the cigarette in the streets.
Yeah, sure.
Yes. And this is, you know, when you go and you come back, you can have a perspective. You can have you can step back. And,
yeah, sure.
And you realize that. Not everyone, but a lot,
but. Babies smoke in France.
And babies named Albert.
Albert.
Babies named Albert. Dogs and cats smoke in France.
Not dogs.
That's
a cliche.
Right.
Yeah. You're being very cliche. Cats.
Cats definitely smoke.
Yeah, cats.
Le chat.
Cats smoke. Le chat. Le chat. Le chat.
Yeah.
Chat.
Yeah.
And chien is dog. This is all coming back to
Shannon's
me now.
Shannon's dog, but could mean another word.
Sure. Oh, okay. We have to be careful. What about this, Gad? A dinner.
Are you very, is it a clean show? Very clean?
Yeah, usually.
Mostly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't want to know what Shannon means?
We do, but we get in trouble.
Tell us off the air.
Off the air, you tell us. Is this true or not true? In France, an average dinner in France takes about 3.5 or 4 hours.
With a cat. If you have dinner with a cat and he smokes a lot, we're trying to understand really the French culture today.
Right.
If you're going to have dinner with your son Albert and the cat for 3.5 hours. No, I have to say lunch breaks are so long, but not now. It can, you know, things change and this is the idea people have, but you know, young people who work a lot and everything, they go on 30-minute break for a lunch. And no, sometimes. Yeah.
Because the French, they savor the food and the wine more. In America, everybody's in a hurry, but in France, they'll take their time, right?
In a hurry and big portions.
Yeah.
Big portions. And food is, that's interesting how food is everywhere, guys. Mm-hmm. Everywhere. Food comes to you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I don't look for food and the food is coming. Shows up. I swear, I'm on the road and I'm on tour here and everywhere. Food is everywhere. Soon they're gone. I don't know. What is the place where there's no food in America?
It's everywhere. You can't escape food.
Can you name one place, one moment in the American life where there's no food?
No.
Maybe the only place is funeral.
Maybe.
No, because
they're going to come up with...
There's food in the back room.
They always keep a little tray of
food
crackers
everywhere.
And cheeses in the back.
Why are you laughing at me? You do funerals differently in Paris?
No, I'm just imagining like someone with a little basket.
Who wants a cupcake?
Ice cream.
right.
And people are crying. No.
It's too sad. But like here in America, fast food is such a part of our day. Is it like that in France?
Yeah,
do they have
more
that
and more.
Is it?
You know what? I was driving on the Champs-Élysées in Paris, and they call it the most beautiful avenue in the world. And I saw this giant sign, Five Guys.
Oh, for the hamburgers.
Yeah. Five Guys. And it's new. They just brought Five Guys. And I was like, why do we need to bring Five Guys now here? Well, I mean, it's okay, but not here, not on this avenue.
I don't know.
A McDonald's in France?
There are thousands of them.
Yeah.
And KFC and all
everything,
that stuff?
Everything.
Does Ronald McDonald smoke in France?
With a cap.
Does he?
You know, that's funny because... All those big chains here, food things are French names. Prêt-à-manger.
Oh, sure.
And Le Pain Quotidien.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce that? Do you know this chain?
Everyone here says Prêt-à-manger.
I don't even know what either of you are talking about.
These are fast food places that originated in Europe, but now we have them in the United States. And there's one a couple blocks away.
That is so funny.
Prêt-à-manger.
Prêt-à-manger?
Yeah. That's the way it's pronounced here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because the word means, prêt à manger in French means ready to
eat.
Prêt à porter, prêt à manger. Prêt à manger?
Yep.
That reminds me of a story one day I was talking to a journalist and I talked about this French actress, Marion Cotillard.
Yeah.
And I said to him, Marion Cotillard, he said, I don't know who you're talking about. And I said, but you write about movies. And he said, I know. And I said, she's an Oscar winner for this movie about Edith Piaf. It's called La Vie en Rose. He said, oh, man, are you talking about Marion Cotillard?
Yeah,
and I said, man, are you telling me how to pronounce a French name?
There is a suburb here that we call Des Plaines. And when my wife's friend got here from Europe, she wanted to go there. And she said to the cab driver, I need to go to Des Plaines. And he said, I have no idea what that is, but it's Des Plaines.
It's like Le Moyne.
Right.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yep.
And also, I like how there's some French words in the English language that you took and you changed the meaning.
Like je ne sais quoi.
No, je ne sais quoi is a real thing. Like, we know what you're talking about. Like,
right.
Ménage à trois, we know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Je ne sais quoi, we know savoir faire. But let's say you go to a restaurant and on the menu, you see entrees.
Mm-hmm.
An entree is a French word.
Mm-hmm.
That means starter.
Right. An appetizer.
Appetizer.
Right.
But you guys took it and you said, we're going to change not only the pronunciation,
mm-hmm.
but the meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no one French guy who said, guys, come on, that's our word, that's our language. You cannot change the meaning. And the Americans went, no, we can do whatever we want with your language.
That's right.
And it's funny. Like, every time I see a menu and I see entrees, like, on the second page, I'm like, no, that should be on the first page.
Right. You would think. That's
right. I didn't know that. Oh, yeah, I learned something new every day. Yeah.
That's funny.
Are you okay to stick around for a minute or two, or do you have
to run? I'm totally okay, because here in America, I jump on every opportunity.
Yes, you have to.
You have
the land of opportunity. You know that.
The American dream.
Gad Elmaleh is here, comedian, actor, writer, director, and a whole lot more. He's appearing at the Chicago Improv tonight through Saturday night. You want to go to chicago.improv.com. All the ticket information's there. Stick around. More next. Bill and Wendy on WGN.
It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And we are talking to Gad Elmaleh.
Oui.
And you can go to his website, gadelmaleh.com.
No, it's gadcomedy.com.
Really?
Yeah, I think that...
Is this not you?
Yeah, it's gadcomedy.com.
Well, gadelmaleh.com takes me there, too.
Wow, yeah.
All roads lead to you. No matter where we try to go,
I know, you're right,
you.
But we just changed it.
All right, yeah. So just
tell me again. It's gadcomedy, but it's easy.
Gadcomedy, yeah, because no one could spell your last name, right?
Exactly.
It's too hard. This isn't fair to ask you. We have a minute and a half, but I'm going to ask you anyway. France is looking at the United States right now and thinking, what exactly?
We think it's great. We don't understand why you want to make America great again. It's great. It's already great.
Yeah, it is.
It's great.
It never stopped being great.
It's been great all the time. Yeah. I don't know. Right. And if it's not that great, you should have told us before we moved here.
Why didn't we do that?
I love America, man. I love it. And the challenge I'm doing right now, and it's great. I'm having so much fun here.
What do you miss? Is there one particular thing about France that when you're here you can't find or get and you go, I really miss that?
I mean, you can get everything. The only thing is, okay, of course I would say my family first. My kids and my family. But I have to say that I like sometimes just to walk around and stop in a little cafe and stand at the bar, at the counter, and have a little cafe.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I miss. This is a simple thing. So maybe you can give me some names here in Chicago.
There are places where you can find that.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, this spontaneous thing. You just walk around. You walk into a bar. Like, it's like, it sounds like the beginning of a joke. You know?
Right.
A French comedian walks into a bar in Chicago, asks for an espresso, and there starts the conversation with the American server. How do you want it? Room for cream, sugar? No, just give me a coffee. If I go in France, I say a coffee, they don't ask me questions. Here they ask me so many questions.
Right.
Soy milk and latte and room for cream and sugar. Right. How do you want it? Single shot, double shot? No, I just
coffee.
Coffee.
That's it.
It was a pleasure to meet you. You have
Thank
a comedy
you
special you're filming right now.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to come out next year on Netflix. And I'm here for 5 shows in Schaumburg. I'm so happy at the Improv.
Mm-hmm.
So come, guys. I'm waiting for you there in Schaumburg.
You even make Schaumburg sound exotic.
Schaumburg.
Schaumburg. It sounds very European when you say it. I love it.
Do they know where Schaumburg is?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't
Very
know.
Popular. Lots of shopping there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
All right, good. Gad Elmaleh. You
Merci.
Can go to gadcomedy.com. Come back and see us again when you're back in town.
Thank you so
I
much.
So thanks, Gad.
Au revoir. A bientôt.
Merci.
Pamplemousse. We'll take a quick break, and then there's more shows. Bill and Wendy, WGN.